You know, if I were to add up all the things that I did wrong in my life, I couldn't even possibly add them up because I can't even remember them all. It'd be impossible if we stand before God with our track record. It's just an unbelievable amount of sin and selfishness in my life personally. So the fact that he would be willing to clean that without me having to go revisit it will allow me to just move on and create a new tomorrow. Yeah. We got one clap from Roger Hell. Awesome. Okay. It says, 1 John 4:10 says, this is love, not that we loved God, because we didn't, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Okay, the other thing he gives you, which we all in such great need of, is purpose. Knowing that God has a plan for you gives your life purpose, meaning, and depth. Okay? I've been around enough people who've had all that the world has to offer, and you could watch, you've seen people on television yourself that has all the world has to offer, and yet somehow they didn't end up happy. Right. How is it that an Elvis Presley or a Michael Jackson or Howard Hughes ends their lives miserably?
Right.
How is that possible? They had everything this world could possibly offer you in the flesh. You couldn't have any more fame. They had all the money you could ever possibly spend. They had even more than what like a Bill Gates would have, as they were idolized. Mm-hmm. You know, they were worshipped like a god. Mm-hmm. But yet, if you examine their lives, they all ended up totally in pain and not filled with joy. And yet they had gifts and talents that God gave them. God still loved them, but that didn't satisfy them. Because if it could, they would have been the happiest people in the world. But they weren't. So obviously, what they were lacking was the purpose of the giftings. And purpose is what gives your life depth and meaning, is when God... See, everybody in this room, God has placed a dream in your heart. God has placed something that he's put in you for you to do while you're on this planet. And you're never going to be happy or satisfied until you're doing that. Because it's already in your DNA. If those of us are gifted with art or interior decorating or playing drums or carpentry, whatever it is that's wired in us, man, we're the most happy when we're doing that, because that's what he put in us to do. We didn't even choose to be those things. We are those things. They're in your blood, genetic code. Like, you're going to be this. But when you're not flowing in that, you're always left unfulfilled because you're not doing what he created you to do. Because in what he created you to do, there's a divine purpose in it. And that purpose is to affect and touch people through that gifting. This is one of my favorite scriptures, Ephesians 2:10. For we, you and I, we're God's workmanship. He's like a craftsman. He's made us. We're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. See, he created the good works for us to do, and he knew that we would enjoy doing them. They're already laid out for us. His plan and purpose for your life is better than your plan and purpose for your life.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. His plan is better than your plan. So follow his plan by surrendering your heart to him and allowing him to show you what the plan is. Confidence is the other thing in the treasure chest. Understanding that God is always for you will give you unshakable confidence and the necessary courage to do what he called you to do. If we all just had confidence that little hidden dream that's in your heart, that you could do it, man, the things we'd be able to do. If we just had that confidence knowing, gosh, there's these things I'm dreaming about or fantasizing that maybe I could do this, or maybe I could start a company like that, or maybe I could touch people's lives. Oh, that's just a dream. We better put that away. Better shove that under the rug. But if you had confidence, I mean, how many know that when you have your children, you try to give them confidence when they do certain things and activities in schools or competition things. If they don't have confidence, they can't do it. There's nothing you can do if they don't have enough, if they don't believe in themselves. And see, most people, unfortunately, don't believe in us because they don't see the limitless potential that God's put in us. But fortunately, God sees in us what other people fail to see. He sees the potential. And he's always speaking to your potential. Whether you ever fulfill it or not, whether you ever find it, whether you ever follow him, is totally up to you. But he's always speaking to the potential in you, which is limitless. But most people see themselves as this small, so the confidence shrinks, so they never get after the big things that God has for them. A lot of people here dream, but God's dreams are bigger than your dreams. God's dreams for each of our lives are bigger than anything we could dream up, but they're always going to have some